This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
Disturbing news out of Nigeria. Police say explosives were strapped to a girl possibly as young as 10 years old. This on the heels of a massacre by the militants of up to 2,000 people killed.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Monday, January 12, 2015. Today is the fifth anniversary of the earthquake in Haiti. A magnitude 7.0 earthquake struck on January 12, 2010 in southern Haiti, destroying more than 100,000 buildings and damaging 200,000 in the densely packed city of Port-au-Prince and surrounding towns. Haiti's government put the death toll at 316,000 people, while some estimates were lower. An exact number is impossible given the widespread devastation in that country. Many Haitian officials and police officers died in the quake, leaving the government paralyzed. The United Nations, which has been peacekeepers in that country since 2004, lost over 100 of their staffers, the largest single loss in their history. And still the rebuilding continues.
Five years ago today.
7.0.
All right, here's a number I need to know.
Okay.
Crystal, research says, how much money was raised for the earthquake victims 5 years ago? And then tell me how much of that money has gotten to Haiti.
That's... The Archbishop of Jos in Nigeria has accused the West of ignoring the threat of the militant Islamist group Boko Haram. The world is showing more determination to show what they are against in the country of France, and they say
Boko Haram, what are they against?
They're against the progression of modernism for a lot of it. They do not like the fact that we are allowing things to get out of control, and they like things to stay very simple, and they want to stay in charge, especially in the country of Nigeria, and by destroying the population as well as taking away our young girls.
So is there any peace? Any negotiations?
No.
They just want to kill people?
No, this is after a weekend in which scores were killed by
2,000.
Three female suicide bombers, one reported to be 10 years old. And these attacks came after reports that hundreds of people were killed last week during the capture by Boko Haram in a town in Nigeria. And the Archbishop said the slaughter had shown the Nigerian military unable to tackle Boko Haram at this point. It's just devastating. In the news about the fight for freedom of speech, masses of people joined world leaders to fill Paris Street Sunday in a rally for unity that officials say was the largest demonstration in French history. And hundreds of thousands marched in cities around the world to repudiate the three-day terror spree around the French capital that killed 17 people and left three gunmen dead. Florida authorities say that George Zimmerman, whose acquittal of murdering Trayvon Martin sparked a national debate on race and self-defense laws, has been arrested again. Judge John Galuzzo gave few details of the incidents, but said a wine bottle was involved, that the alleged assault happened at Zimmerman's home and involved his girlfriend, and the police questioned whether substance abuse treatment was needed. Two Tuskegee Airmen, lifelong friends, have died on the same day. They were 91 years of age. They died on the same day, and they flew in World War II together. Clarence Huntley Jr. and Joseph Chambry died January 5th in their homes, and they enlisted in 1942. It was a weekend of first for the movie Selma. They came in second place at the box office with $11.2 million. Taken just took the weekend with $40 million, and there was an award for Selma, one award given last night at the Golden Globes for their the song written by Common and John Legend. The song was Glory, that you heard in the movie, the collaborative track. Those are your headlines.